prison. The man who led the prosecution team in the trial of David Hendricks says he is confident the guilty verdict will stand if it's appealed.
I think the judge made very clear in the record that the evidence was sufficient to support that verdict.
Ron Dozier spoke with WJBC's Steve Vogel following the sentence of Hendricks to life in prison.
We requested the death penalty because we felt the seriousness of what was done here justified that decision being made, but it was a decision for the judge, and I felt that regardless of which way he went on this, that it would be because he was doing his best, and that we would feel that that's all that we were entitled to, and it would be a just decision.
The McLean County State's Attorney says he is disturbed because of why the tragedy happened in the first place, the death of Susan Hendricks and her three children in November 1983.
What does concern me is that as long as David Hendricks continues to enjoy playing this role of the innocent man who's been wrongfully convicted and attempts to continue to use his relatives to try to sway public opinion to that, there can be no healing of the wounds that those people have suffered and continue to suffer.
Dozier says it's sad that the tragedy still causes hurt and heartache on both sides because Hendricks won't let it go, despite Judge Richard Boehner's statement concerning reasonable doubt. Dozier says the judge clearly said the level of proof was enough to convince the jury that Hendricks is guilty and that it was an appropriate verdict.
What he is indicating was that if he had tried it alone, he was, even though he believes the defendant is guilty, that he does not believe the evidence rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and he might have made a different decision. Legally sufficient, he feels, for the jury's decision to stand. And I think the appellate court, who is more accustomed to looking at these fine legal distinctions, will see that very clearly.
McLean County State's Attorney Ron Dozier told WJBC's Steve Vogel he was impressed with Judge Boehner's handling of the case. This was the first case Dozier had prosecuted before Judge Boehner, whose home bench is in Woodford County.
It is evident that he spent a great deal of time and personal soul searching and was very, I think, very thorough and very straightforward. It just is indicative of the way he's handled himself throughout the case that he gave it, I think, every bit of the best that he had.
The men and women who served as jurors for the David Hendricks trial say they were exhausted emotionally by the end of that trial. WJBC's Karen Erk spoke with two of them shortly after Hendricks was sentenced. The foreman of the jury, Joseph Alonzo, says the jury did find Hendricks guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, in my mind he was. But, you know, you can take a reasonable doubt and you can play that word for what it's worth, and a reasonable doubt could be anything. You know, you could be outside in the train, you'd have a reasonable doubt it's raining, because, you know, two blocks down the street, it's not raining there yet. So, you know, that's a tough question to answer.
Another jury member, Margaret Goodrich, agrees that Hendricks was found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt and says, although the jury deliberated for less than 7 hours, the verdict was unanimous after two official ballots.
It seems that we could have taken a lot longer time if we hadn't been certain of what we thought the verdict would be, because all of us agreed that the stomach contents without a doubt convicted David Hendricks. If we hadn't agreed that, I'm sure it would have lasted a long time. I think that we feel good about our verdict because we were all certain that he was guilty. I don't think we would have came to a decision of guilty if we hadn't thought that.
The jury was together for a number of weeks, and Alonzo says the group was exceptional in that it worked closely together.
There was nothing hidden between each of the jurors. Okay? If somebody had something to say, there was no feelings that, you know, it's sort of like he would be made fun of or anything of that nature. If somebody had a question, we could stop at any time and everybody would work to resolve the answer.
Alonzo says jurors took lots of notes, and while deliberating, they verified each other's notes. During deliberations, the jurors read Susan Hendricks' diary. Goodrich says the book was more of a date book than a diary.
There were only like two lines per day, and she didn't really get in detail. She would just say what she did that day, what the weather was like. And there are a couple incidents when she would say, David is on a convention, sure is lonely here without him. But basically, it was nondescriptive.
There were a number of factors the jury examined when reaching the verdict. Goodrich says the most important factor was the testimony of experts on the stomach contents.
Actually, the most important and the only thing that we would really consider was the stomach contents. What I want to say is we take everything into consideration, but the only thing that we actually all definitely agreed on was the stomach contents.
As for the testimony of Hendricks himself, Alonzo says he didn't believe what Hendricks said.
He didn't come out and totally lie on everything. He just took bits and pieces and he chose to use the things that he really wanted and left out the others. And he would agree with some of the statements on the things that would benefit him, and the things that didn't, they would all come out as a negative, and he would do that on all of them and not just some of the people that were testifying against him. That, I think, it didn't help him.
Goodrich agreed, saying Hendricks himself couldn't have believed his testimony. Another factor that didn't help Hendricks, according to Goodrich, is the testimony of his family and friends and members of the religious group, the Plymouth Brethren.
There were only like 2 lines per day, and she didn't really get in detail. She would just say what she did that day, what the weather was like. Those people that knew him from his religion only knew him in that light. They had never seen him in any other personal way, in his business life, at his business conventions, any other way except through religion. So naturally, they were biased. I didn't give a whole lot of weight to that.
Alonzo agreed.
It just was a very close group, and I can understand why they would, why they would tend to want to make sure that he was innocent and believe in him, because that's how strong your religion is. And it didn't affect our viewpoint.
Both jurors said the trial was an interesting experience, but asked if they would like to do it again, said no. They both agreed the amount of time the trial took and the emotional level of the trial were the reasons they wouldn't want to serve on another jury in a murder trial. For more than a year, there's been intense public interest in the David Hendricks case. Today, as the sentencing became known throughout Bloomington Normal, residents were asked their views on that sentencing. Here is what some of those residents had to say.
I thought he would get the death penalty.
I think I agree with the judge that he was guilty, but I don't think he was proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
So the sentence seems fair to you?
Yes.
Life imprisonment is a pretty rough sentence, too, but it was a pretty brutal crime, and I think it deserved the death penalty.
I personally probably think he is guilty, but I don't think he was proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and so therefore I think probably the sentence is a little bit harsh.
Well, I'm glad he had no chance for parole, but I would have liked to have seen the death sentence.
What's your reaction?
I think that's good for him. I think if he would have been killed, that would, or put to death, I think that would have been too easy for him. I think he deserved a long, miserable life.
So the sentence was fair?
I think so.
I think it's good. I think it's what he deserved.
May I ask your reaction?
Oh, I think it was the right decision. To me, he's showing a little remorse. I think he deserves the life.
I don't think they had enough to take his life away, but he shouldn't deserve to be out on the streets either.
So in your feeling, the sentence should have been
death, execution.
In my opinion, he is guilty and that he should be kept in prison. And if he is innocent, this will give time for the judicial process to come up possibly with the person who did actually commit the crime.
One woman who lives in Normal told me that life in prison for David Hendricks is worse than death. Defense attorney John Long.
Mr. Hendricks was very, very happy that the sentence imposed was not death. Mr. Hendricks was also very, very happy to hear the judge's statement that the judge didn't believe personally the guilt was proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Based upon that, Mr. Hendricks is looking forward to an appeal.
Defense attorney John Long. Bloomington businessman David Hendricks sentenced today to life in prison for the murders of his wife and 3 children. This has been a WJBC special report on the sentencing of David Hendricks. Steve Vogel, Karen Erks, and other members of the news staff contributed to this report. I'm Mike Stanton, WJBC News. Mm-hmm.
WCBC.
Can I-